It's here!
What a week it was, if you've been following along in your playbook. If you are a sports fan, or if you are a political junkie, both worlds melded together this week on Wednesday night for what turned out to be a political marathon of Super Bowl proportions called the Second Republican Debate on CNN. Oh my goodness. I think we saw it all. I think we got it all. And we'll be talking about it all through the course of this program. Yet to come, of course, we've got plenty of news for you. And new music from a guy I've known for 25 years now. He's got every award imaginable, from Academy of Country Music Awards, Male Vocalist of the Year, Academy of Country Music Awards, Country Music Award Shows, Male Vocalist, Album of the Year, you name it. This guy's got it, including a Grammy. He's a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Clint Black with new music, and we'll debut it for you here live from the center on the Live from the Center podcast with me, Stoney Richards. Thanks for being here. Well, turning to the news, and let's turn to the news. Oh, it's over here. A story about Donald Trump in the news? Imagine that. This from CNN, filed out of Washington. Donald Trump came under fire Friday morning for his handling of a question at a town hall about when the U.S. can get rid of Muslims for failing to take issue with that premise and an assertion that President Barack Obama is Muslim. He's not? Wow. Trump, who has shaken off several high-profile controversies that would have ended other presidential campaigns, faced an immediate backlash from advocacy groups and members of his own party, distancing themselves from the GOP frontrunner. The incident recalls Trump's 2011 quest to challenge Obama on where he was born, which ended with Obama releasing his long-form birth certificate. Also follows a debate performance Wednesday that garnered mixed reviews for the billionaire businessman. We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims, an unidentified man who spoke at a question and answer town hall event in Rochester, New Hampshire, asked the mogul at a rally Thursday night. The guy went on, you know, our current president is one. You know, he's not even an American. A seemingly bewildered Trump interrupted the man, chuckling, we need this question? This is the first question? Anyway, the guy continued, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us, the man wearing a Trump t-shirt said. That's my question. When can we get rid of them? We're going to be looking at a lot of different things, Trump replied. You know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening. We're going to be looking at that and many other things. The real estate mogul did not correct the questioner about his claims about Obama before moving on to another audience member. His comments were quickly denounced by Democrats. Hillary Clinton, the party's front runner for president, personally tweeted late Thursday that Trump's remarks were just plain wrong. Donald Trump not denouncing false statements about the president of the United States and hateful rhetoric about Muslims is disturbing and just plain wrong. Cut it out. H for Hillary. Fellow Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders also condemned Trump in a tweet Friday morning, telling the real estate mogul in a series of tweets that you must apologize. Trump must apologize to the president and American people for continuing the lie that the president is not an American and not a Christian. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz flatly called Trump a racist in a statement. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's racism knows no bounds, she said. This is certainly horrendous, but unfortunately unsurprising, given what we have seen already. The vile rhetoric coming from the GOP candidates is appalling, Schultz said. All this in 144 figures? Wow, that's a good tweet. She said Republicans should be ashamed and all Republican presidential candidates must denounce Trump's comments immediately or will be tacitly agreeing with him. Chris Christie said, I would have said Obama is Christian. After the event, several reporters asked Trump why he didn't challenge the questioner's assertion. Trump didn't answer, but Corey Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager, later told CNN that the candidate did not hear the question. What? About Obama being a Muslim. I'm sorry? All he heard was a question about training camps. What? Which he said, we have to look into, Lewandowski said. The media want to make this an issue about Obama, but it's about him waging a war on Christianity. To which I say, what? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Friday he would not lecture Trump on how to respond to comments like that, but said that leaders are responsible for correcting voters on certain issues. I'll tell you what I would do. I wouldn't have permitted that if someone brought that up at a town hall meeting of mine. I would have said, no, listen. Before we answer, let's clear some of the things up for the rest of the audience. And I think you have an obligation as a leader to do that, Christie said on NBC's Today on Friday. Turning from the news to the music, which is always preferable, I'm happy to say we have got music from a guy that is really a first for the Stoney Richards Alive from the Center podcast. A fella, as I said at the outset of the show, I've known Clint Black for 25 years now. I think he's won just about every award available to country music people from the Academy of Country Music Awards to the CMA, the Country Music Association. He's won Grammys. He's had a marvelous career, and just the other day, a good friend of mine, Bob Mitchell, sent me some music from Clint Black. He said, we got new music. You want to hear it? Well, usually you make me hear a cut, and you move on, and he sent me the whole album, and it is absolutely unbelievable. It's called On Purpose, and Clint produced it. He recorded it at his lab, the Black's lab in Nashville, and put this whole thing together. And many times, you know, with an artist, they come with something, go, oh, that's interesting, or yeah, that could. Well, I went nuts. I was like, this is great. Can you get me some of this music so I can play it on the podcast? He said, absolutely. And so they sent me a couple of cuts that I asked for, and here is the first one for you. This is new Clint Black, and it is going to be available September 25th on iTunes, so you can order it in advance. This is what's called the single. It's called Time for That. It's Clint Black on my Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast.
Hit the snooze, too much to do, no time to lose. Fly out of my bed and into my shoes. Hit the door on the move. Cell phone rings, yeah, it never ends. One more thing if I can work it in. I'm running a rat race that I can't win. This big old world takes another spin. Then I do it all again. I spend all my time making time to work on life's assembly line. Trying to find one more minute, squeeze one more thing in it. On track for a heart attack, if I don't do some kicking back. Now I think it's high time, I make a little more time for that. I got a great big list in front of me. Things to do and folks to see. I'm checking them off now. 1, 2, 3. Dot the I's, cross the T's. I just wanna get home to you. Get right back to my honeydews. Take a look, enjoy the view. Catch a game, take a snooze. Anything I choose.
assembly line, trying to find one more minute, squeeze one more thing in it. On track for a heart attack if I don't do some kicking back. Now I think it's high time I make a little more time for a king pole, napping by a fishing hole, slow it all down to a crawl, or a Sunday drive, getting lost in my baby's eyes, and I might even try doing nothing at all. Assembly line, trying to find one more minute, squeeze one more thing in it, on track for a heart attack if I don't do some kicking back. Don't you think it's high time we make a little more time for that? Don't you think it's high time? Yeah, we need a little more time for that.
That Clint Black, Time for This, from his new album On Purpose, another cut coming your way. You can pre-order the music from Clint Black. It'll be available on iTunes starting September 25th. A nice little preview for you here on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, and my thanks to Clint Black. As I said, more music coming from him. It is time, my dear friends, once again, for another weekly letter from home. I pause only to cue our musical accompanist and musical director, Johnny Greco, to start the music up because, thank you, no matter how far away you roam, there's simply no place like home. Well, this may be the last of it, is a phrase I keep hearing this past week. This might be the last of it. As we left the frigid fall temperatures and rain of last weekend to welcome daytime highs near 80 with very little humidity and gorgeous deep blue skies this weekend. Back in the old days, this used to be called Indian summer, and I never knew what it meant then, and I still don't. Maybe it had something to do with Native Americans using the last nice days of the year to load up their canoes with deer carcasses and pelts and head back to the tribe. Kind of like living in Mount Lebanon, as the city fathers, and in this case the dysfunctional city fathers of Mount Lebanon, have brought in bow and arrow sharpshooters, to take on the growing, if you will, deer problem, as it's come to be called. If they're really serious about cutting down the deer population, just herd them all to the parkway at rush hour. Nobody stops for nobody there, and problem solved. Oh, speaking of meat, when the hip and cool Ace Hotel opens in East Liberty soon, it will come with a, not my words, theirs, a meat-centric restaurant that will feature all American dishes and really big steaks. That's what they said. Venison, anyone? One of the boons to the deer population is that many of us are using our bikes more and more. And let's face it, if your two-wheeler collides with a Bambi, will four legs beats two wheels any day, don't you think? Since so many of us are using two-wheel conveyances, these days our very progressive Mayor Bill has asked us, how do we get to work? Take the survey at makemytripcount.org and tell them all the transportation changes and features you'd like to see in the new Pittsburgh, and you can win prizes. You can win prizes, which is almost as good as seeing fireworks at a Pirates game. If you watch the debate marathon Wednesday, you have come away saying, we need a change, perhaps. And Braddock Mayor John Fetterman is with you, announcing his candidacy the other day for the U.S. Senate. The film version will be called A Yinzer Goes to Washington, I think. And the sequel will no doubt be called An At. Finally, a Pittsburgh delegation, follow me on this, flew to South Africa, because that's where the convention was, to get Germany to bring more flights to and from Pittsburgh and also going to Germany, what we like to call Das Kapital. Mainly because only Germans have enough money to afford the things available in the high-end Pittsburgh International Airport shopping mall. We'll see how they did. But at this point, here's my question. At the airport, where's the short-term parking for my bike? I'm Stoney Richards, and that's this week's Letter from Home. More music now from Clint Black. The album is On Purpose, and this is The Last Day. It's the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast.
Look at us in that old photograph. You holding on to me, trying not to laugh. So many years from there to where we are now. Not that long ago. But a year goes by, then 5 and 10, till even in our minds we can't go back again. All the things it seems that really matter scattered to the wind. We've been through the fires, we know better, you and I. We don't sweat the small stuff when there's bigger fish to fry. We both learned the hard way, it can all change overnight. And to live today and every day like it could be the last day of your life. Lessons, new ones every day. The hardest ones to handle are the ones that really pay. And the hardest ones all seem to come along just when we think we've had enough. And we spend our time like there'll always be more. And we may not want to know what fate might have in store. We've counted every blessing that we have. We both know the score. We've been through the fires, we know better, you and I. We don't sweat the small stuff, we've got bigger fish to fry. We both learned the hard way, it can all change overnight. And to live today and every day like it could be the last day of your life. You'll never know how fast your time will go till you see it flash before your eyes. I don't care what any doctors say, they may be wrong or right. You gotta live today and every day like it could be the last day of your life. Nice
stuff there. Clint Black, the album On Purpose. It is available for pre-order and will be out and available to you on iTunes September 25th. Time for that. Look at us. A couple of cuts, and there are so many good ones on this album. So pick it up if you can. And I want to thank Clint Black and Bob Mitchell and everybody for making it available to you and I on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. It is time once again for the evening sports dish, so let's get right to it, shall we? As the baseball season here in Pittsburgh winds down into the final teens of games left, it's becoming apparent that quite possibly the Pirates will go to the postseason and that quite possibly they will be eliminated in the wild card playoff. as Pirate fans who endured falls in the past and the solitude of Steeler football were kind of getting the feeling of having been there, done that all over again. As Pirate fans were looking for the next step, something that's called the World Series. But after watching our guys stumble against teams we should be beating in the tough National League Central, like, well, all of them, is it possible that they A, won't catch the Cardinals, and B, C, and D, they may even get trumped, sorry about that word, by the Chicago Cubs? I know, you know, the hurdy-gurdy man, Clint Hurdle, says it's only one game and we'll get them next time, but when you're down to these few games left, and with so many against the teams we only seem to beat when we get lucky, eventually that next game philosophy is going to run out of, well, runs. So as all Pirate fans have learned to do in situations like this, let's take a look at the Steelers. No, on second thought, let's not. Well, maybe for the sunshine. The 49ers are here at Heinz with all the new seats and a beauty of a concourse and perhaps one new luxury box to hold the players who are on suspension with their families and therapists. Anyway, the 49ers are 1-0, while the Steelers' record is close to that. If you hold it in the mirror, smoke and mirrors, boys, smoke and mirrors. And speaking of shiny objects, how about the new Penguin practice facility in Cranberry, all shiny and ready to go as the Penguins hold their first authorized practice this past week? Soon they'll get going with, I think it's 8 preseason games. The first, Monday the 21st in Columbus, and then the Hurricanes here at Consol on Tuesday. Say it with me. It's a hockey season in Pittsburgh! Pitt has Iowa Saturday night, tonight, 8 p.m. I'm holding my breath, and Penn State should beat Rutgers, but then Serena should have won the Open, so that's another story. Frankly, I'm out of stories, except for one final word. Wasn't the build-up to the Wednesday night Republican debate on CNN a bit like the Super Bowl pre-games of the past? I mean, all they needed was to pit Coach Jimmy Johnson's hair against Trump's, and we'd have had a game. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's Sports from My Vantage Point. High in the booth!
Let's get out there and hit some people!
The world is making headlines, maybe telling white lies. They wanna run the nation, the Kardashians.
Time now for another exciting adventure of the Kardashians. In today's episode, Bill hires a coach for Hillary. Let's listen in.
Hillary, can you come here for a second?
What do you need, Bill? Is it more spontaneity training?
Well, actually, Hill, to be honest, it sort of is. Here, take the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Hillary, it's me, Donald. Bill tells me you could use a little from the best.
Really, Donald? And why don't I just talk to Bill?
That's a good one. Look, Hillary, it's probably going to be me and you in the final debates, so we may as well give him good TV.
Oh, I guess so, Donald. Okay, what you got?
Okay, you got to be more brash and to the point.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Donald, because I have some talking points.
Forget about talking points. Jobs, wages, health care, boom, 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 bang, bam.
But we need details spelled out.
Listen to me, Hillary. People love me. Nobody even knows what I'm saying. I don't even know what I'm saying.
You got a point there.
Now, you got to make some enemies, Hillary.
Really?
Fox and CNN love this.
Well, I don't know.
Listen to me. Bernie Sanders, he's a socialist jerk.
Gee,
Bush, he was a loser and it runs in the family.
Now, Donald.
And Bill Clinton, a lying, cheating, stealing, painter. Hey, how's it going, Donald?
I think we've got a big mountain to climb, Bill.
Not a big mountain, Hillary. A huge mountain.
Well, ain't no mountain high enough, is there? Or is there? Find out in our next exciting episode of The Kardashians.
Now stop
Well, there it is. You've wasted another perfectly good half hour of your life that you can never get back. But thanks for spending it with the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Our thanks, of course, to our musical guest, Clint Black, Bob Mitchell, for making it all happen, our creative director, Kelly Pigeon, our beautiful webmaster, Mr. Jeff Orovitz, and, of course, the musical director of the show, we love you, Johnny Grieco. Thanks for spending time with us. It's the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast.